Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hello, dear ones. We have a really, like, this episode this week is special. And I think you're going to find nuggets in this that you haven't heard before that you're going to be able to put into practice right away to really light a fire under the soul growth that is ready to happen. And I'm really going to share a key that most of us don't realize is really necessary to unlocking the next level of our growth. And without this key, we stay stuck and stagnant and plateaued. So if you're at all right now feeling that you might be even a little bit stuck or stagnant or plateaued, then you are in the right place. You are going to want to listen to this episode. Go ahead and, like, if you're multitasking, unless you're doing something like folding laundry, knitting, driving, where you're doing something and it doesn't require a ton of your attention, then that's okay. But if you're like working and my voice is in the background, go ahead and put your work down, connect to my voice, get a pen, get a paper, because I really feel like you're going to receive some wonderful insights from today's episode, where we're going to be unpacking the difference between pain and discomfort, because there is an important distinction between the two. So let's get to it. In today's episode, I reveal the difference between pain and discomfort, how to shift out of each because they have different processes, and why having this awareness is key to your soul growth. I'll end on an invitation that will have you finding the ease as you take quantum leaps in growth to the next level of your joy, creativity, and abundance. So please, dear ones, stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global and growing community of soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are pursuing our soul-guided dreams while lifting up humanity. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking the difference between pain and discomfort. I was going to say that they're both part of our emotional compass, but my guides are saying not really. We do have an emotional compass, and that tells us if we're on track and in alignment through our emotions of joy, flow, peace, harmony, elation. And likewise, it points to blocked or wounded energy when we feel fear, shame, sadness, guilt. And so what my guides are telling me now, that our emotional compass is really more, when we're talking using our emotional compass for the low vibrational emotions, so those painful emotions, that is what the emotional compass is for. And that points us to our pain. Okay? The emotional compass points us to our pain, and our pain points us to a wound and or blocked energy. That is telling us that there is healing that needs to be done. Pain means blocked energy means healing. So quite simply, pain is painful. And that means wound or block. Discomfort is, guess what, guys? It is uncomfortable. uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. Discomfort is an emotion, but it goes in its own category because it's not linked to a fear, sad, guilt. Those are emotions. Discomfort is a stretching. Discomfort is when you're at the gym and you've put on higher weights than you've ever used before and you start doing reps and you're like, it's discomfort. Now, if you injure yourself, then you go into pain, and that's your emotional comp saying, stop, something isn't right here. But this discomfort is required for you to build muscles. And it's the exact same when we're living our life and we're in our business and we're growing to the next level of our potential. The discomfort is required. And it's different than pain. It is, well, it's uncomfortable. And you can actually be at a high vibrational resonance and be in discomfort. You give your first TEDx talk, you're about to go on stage, and it can be the most exhilarating moment of your life. You've reached this dream to give a TEDx talk, and it feels uncomfortable because you're nervous. You've not done it before. You're stretching, right? So getting to know your emotions, naming your emotions, understanding your emotions is really going to help you to distinguish between the two, because that's really the first part of this. Distinguishing. Is this pain? Is this discomfort? They are both keys to our soul growth. We cannot grow without either of them, because the healing is the dip down. We're going into the wound, into the blocked energy to heal and release so we can spring up to something higher. And as we're springing up to something higher, what we'll often go into is discomfort. You can imagine the spring up is like putting that extra weight on your barbells as you do your repetitions. And it's that stretching feeling. And that is the discomfort. And they are different. And it is important to start to recognize each. And I'm going to tell you why it's so important in just a sec. But before I get to that, let's get into how to shift out of each. So the first step is recognizing one will feel painful, one will feel more like discomfort, and this might take some practice for you to really distinguish. And so one trap that I see people falling into is naming painful thoughts instead of emotions. So if I invite you right now to bring up a painful emotion inside of you, or find some resistance that might be inside of you right now, and to bring that to the surface, and I say, how do you feel? What is that emotion? Notice the first idea that comes to you, the first word or words that come to you. Do you say, I feel fear? Or is it a thought? I won't reach my full potential. So if you are getting a thought instead of an emotion, that's good feedback, because it's awareness that you want to start practicing naming the actual emotion. So naming the thought is also important and is useful in the inquiry process. And then the next step is, what is the emotion? Not another painful thought. It is, I feel fear, anguish, sadness. It's actually a good idea to, if you've ever heard of the work by Byron Katie, she has a list of emotions resource guide that I'm going to link in the show notes. It's a nice idea to read that. She has a whole range of painful emotions and joyful emotions. And it's a nice idea to just go through and read those as we get more sophisticated with our emotional know-how. And putting this time and effort in to get better at naming emotions is really going to serve you. And it's going to serve you in this really important way of distinguishing, is this pain or is this discomfort? Okay. And when you're not sure, rely on your intuition. Your intuition will help you sink into the body, connect to your heart space. Am I in pain or am I in discomfort? Now, if you get pain, that means there is healing. That's good. Thank you for the feedback. There's healing that is required for you to grow to the next level. And I've recorded many, many episodes of Soul Guide Radio on what to do if you feel pain and you have blocked energy that's ready to release. And we are going to link to a couple of those in the show notes. One is called Healing Your Way to Reaching Your Dreams, and another is called Unlocking Your Spiritual Gift of Healing. And that will take you through my 5-step process for releasing and healing blocked energy. Okay? So that is how you shift out of pain. And then how do you shift out of discomfort? So let's say you're feeling a little resisting or unsure energy. You sink into the body. You recognize that it's not actually pain you're feeling. It is discomfort. We typically get to the discomfort point. It's a point in our soul growth process when we have been following our higher self. Our higher self doesn't always guide us to easy times and situations, and it's all just unfolding with joy and ease. No, our higher self guides us to those times that are going to stimulate our growth. Our higher self guides us to the right triggers, so it can trigger our wounds in the right way so we can heal. And it also guides us to that point where we're going to be stretching and growing. It guides us to the extra weight that we're going to put on our barbells. So if you've been really following your higher self and you're getting into like, whoa, I'm growing. This is uncomfortable. I'm about to get on that stage. I'm nervous. Again, the first part is just recognizing this is discomfort and I'm growing. So could you actually celebrate a little bit? Celebrate. I'm growing. I'm stronger. I'm at the higher level and I'm reaching the higher level of my creativity, my potential, my spiritual power, my soul power. Celebrate. And you really want to come into the now. If you're in discomfort, you're stretching, but you're not necessarily healing. So there's no release here. You want to just come into the now, come into the unfolding of your experience. Be in this moment. Connect to your higher self. And this is a good idea to ask, higher self, what are you calling me to create? What am I growing to, right? Because the growth process is about creation. It's about growing something. Maybe you're being called to birth something. Maybe there's a book or a podcast or a stage or a new relationship. What am I growing to? What are you calling me to create? When you're going through this growth discomfort, you often have access to heightened creativity. You might find that your content well of ideas really starts to get full and the creative sparks start arriving to you. Okay? But these creative sparks will only arrive if you're really embodied, you're in the now, you're in the present moment, you're ready to receive. And let's get to the heart of why having this awareness is actually key to your soul growth. The reason it is key is because we often mistake discomfort for pain. We mistake our discomfort for some sort of pain that is the emotional compass saying, oops, you're off track. Oh, you made the wrong decision. This isn't the right way. It is painful. Therefore, this must not be the right way, right? There must be a wound or block. And when that gets triggered, it can trigger our thinking mind and all these flurry of painful and limiting thoughts. I made the wrong decision. I shouldn't be here. I was too risky, right? I didn't do the research. I made a mistake. And that, in the context of soul growth and discomfort, is not the case. You are just in the natural discomfort associated with growth. But if you mistake that for pain and it gets your brain cranking with painful thoughts, it can actually create a new energy block or add to your existing energy block. So you're actually creating wounds or pain pockets or energy blocks that don't need to be there because you're just in the natural discomfort associated with your growth. Okay? So again, this is just why it can really serve you at your highest to start to recognize and get super mindful to the next level of what's going on inside of me. Is this shame or is this discomfort? Is this fear or is this discomfort? It's going to be sometimes feel kind of similar. You might feel like, well, I don't know. It really all kind of feels the same, right? When you get down to it, nervousness and excitement feel very similar. You know, sometimes on an emotional tactile level, our painful emotions can actually feel very similar to our joyful emotions. So the key resource to bring in to help you when you're not sure is your intuition. Your intuition will tell you what is going on. And asking your intuition is important. What's going on inside of me? Intuition, is this pain? Is this discomfort? Getting into that practice so you can make it easy for your intuition to get you the awareness that you need and the guidance and direction you need so you can draw the right conclusions. This is discomfort and I am growing and I am actually right on path. I'm in alignment. I'm where I'm meant to be. Getting back to when you are in discomfort associated with growth. As I was saying, this is a juicy time to dream big. Get into that question of how can it get better than this? Well, then how can it get better than that? And how can it get better than this? And that really stimulates your growth and it can put the ease on the discomfort because the dreaming is very exciting and it can invite in those high vibrational emotions of joy and abundance and creativity and connection. And to give you a little example of how this all played out in my experience over the last couple years, my business was humming along and everything was great, making a lot of money, getting, you know, soul clients, really enjoying what I was doing. But then things just started to sort of dry up. You know, the clients just, I was doing everything as I was doing. And then the clients just stopped arriving. Some of it was market stuff, but it was still like, okay, clients aren't coming in. But it wasn't painful. It wasn't painful. But at the time, because I didn't understand what was happening, I thought I should be in pain. Like, wait a minute, I had all these clients. Now I don't have as many. It's not painful. Like, shouldn't I be in pain? Shouldn't I be in panic? Where'd my clients go? But I wasn't. I allowed myself to be in the moment and to kind of understand what something wanted to shift. And these clients not showing up were not a reflection that I was doing anything wrong or bad in my business. It was that my business was asking me to shift. And I needed that slow down for the space to arrive, for me to have the space to have the inquiry, ask the questions so that the clarity could arrive for what my business wanted to shift to. And it was during that period where the Soul Blueprint methodology was birthed, which is my signature offer. And what happened after that was a rebuild of my business. And during the rebuild of my business, the revenue was coming in at a nice consistent pace, but it wasn't what it had been, and it wasn't what I wanted it to be, or I thought I wanted it to be. And that put me again in this feeling of discomfort. And again, I was second guessing it. Like, shouldn't this be painful? Am I doing something wrong? Why am I not panicked? So that's another key element of this. When you're in discomfort because you're growing, you might be saying to yourself, well, I should be panicked. I should be worried. You might start shooting on yourself. And that's what I was doing. But then I let go of that and I went back into the discomfort of it. And I started to ride the wave of discomfort. And this is when it became clear to me that that's what it was. It wasn't pain. And I shouldn't be talking myself into feeling pain unnecessarily. I should be riding the wave of the discomfort, welcoming the discomfort, because I was getting stronger. My muscles were building. And this was part of it. And when I started to really just come into the now, feel my discomfort, be in the present moment, ask my higher self, what am I being called to create? What is the next level of my potential? What am I being called to grow to? And how can it get better than this? How can it get better than that? And how can it get even better than that? And that puts you in an alignment that feels really spectacular. And when you're in that alignment, you don't really care what revenue is coming into your business bank account. You know, you have an inner knowing that it's always going to be enough. You're always going to have enough. It might not be the looks, the luxurious, now I can go out and buy a Porsche. Most soul-guided entrepreneurs aren't really motivated by that anyway. It may be that, but it might not be that in this period of discomfort. And you're going to know that is totally fine because you have all your needs met. You have everything you could possibly need to be in the fullest expression of your potential. And that's all we ever really need in any given moment. All right, my dear ones, let's recap. Pain and discomfort are both key and critical parts of our growth. One feels painful and is signaling your emotional compass that you have some healing. One means you're growing and you're in the natural discomfort associated with growth. When you're in discomfort, it's a time to celebrate, recognize that you're growing, come into the present moment, and just be mindful that your mind doesn't start playing tricks and trying to convince you that you've made a wrong choice or you should be experiencing some sort of pain, because that is not indeed the case. You are in the beautiful, beautiful discomfort associated with your natural growth. My invitation for you this week is to sink into your body and recognize what is going on inside of me right now. Do I feel pain? You likely will. You likely will, because you still are healing through discomfort. So remember, you guys, I probably should have said this earlier. So those of you lucky peeps who listen to the end, you're getting this important distinction here. We are always healing. So even when you're in the midst of growing in discomfort, you're still going to get triggered on your path, because healing is not part of the path. Healing is the path. So you're still going to feel pain from time to time as you're in the discomfort of growth, but they are not the same thing. Okay. So you've, in this invitation, I'm inviting you to sink into the body and notice if you have any pain that's ready to be felt and released, and do that first. Release the pain first. And then ask your higher self, is there any discomfort here? Is there any discomfort here? Invite that discomfort to the surface and just be in it. Be in the now. This is the process of being with your discomfort, is just being embodied with it. And then ask your higher self, what are you calling me to create? What are you calling me to grow to? And how can I get better than that? All right, my dear ones, that's a wrap for this week. If you receive any lovely nuggets from this episode, and I have a hunch you will, let me know in the form of a rating and review. There's a link to leave a review in the show notes. I would love to hear from you, and I will read your amazing words on the air. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, AllisonScammell.com, or in the show notes.